We're continuing in Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Chafaf Amud Beis, the Gemara. We said in the Mishnah that for 2 months the witnesses should desecrate the Shabbos even after the destruction of the temple. Bet Chodeshim Metulo. Only for 2 months do witnesses come out. We said these 2 months we send out messengers all the way out to Syria. And that's why we have to know the testimony, and the witnesses should even desecrate Shabbos to come and tell us so that we could send out the messengers to Syria. I'll ask you a contradiction. It says, Alvav Chodeshim Ashluchim Yotzim, for 6 months we would send out messengers. So you just said we send out messengers to Syria for 2 months. The Mishnah says you send out messengers for 6 months. And says the Gemara, Amar Abaye Hachi Kama. This is what the Mishnah meant. Al kulan shluchin yotzin mi be'erev, al nisan vet al tishrei at shishmu mipi betin mekudash. Really, for all the months, if you saw a clear new moon, so then everyone knows that Bezdin will make the month tomorrow. So then the witnesses go out at night on the month of Nisan and Tishrei. They don't go out till they hear it from the mouth of the courts. So that's why on the other months, you don't need to be Mechal Shabbos, because I'm not worried. If the witnesses won't come, so fine. You'll make it, explains Rashi. Al Nisan v'al Tishrei, en shluchin yotzin ad shishmu mipi betin mekudash. Nisan and Tishrei are the 2 months that the witnesses, the messengers won't go out till they hear the courts declaring it sanctified. Hirkach, therefore, b'shal chodashim en chilul Shabbat sheledim memaheret yitziat ha-shluchin. When it comes to any other month, you're not going to gain anything if the witnesses are mechal Shabbos. She'en ha-shluchin mechalin Shabbat latzet ayom, because the messengers aren't going to be mechal Shabbos. They're not going to leave today. So you didn't gain anything by your coming earlier. U'chshelo yavo ha'edim, and if the witnesses aren't mechal Shabbos today, so then yitaber ha-chodesh. So either other witnesses will come in without Chilul Shabbos, or it'll become a month of 30 days. V'akol yodim she'em kichu le-mechal, and everyone will know that it's a month of 30 days. V'ashluchim yitzum shetechshach, the witnesses will go out matzei Shabbos, nomar she'ibru, to tell us that that month has 30 days. Aval nisan v'tishreim lo yevo ha'edim ayom, but when it comes to Nisan and Tishrei, if the witnesses aren't mechal Shabbos, they don't come in today, v'itaber ha-chodesh, and then it'll become a month of 30 days, so then lo yitzu ha-shluchim ad machar. So then the witnesses have to wait not only till Matzei Shabbos, they have to wait another 12 hours till the next morning. She'en beti mekachin balayla. Yeah, because Beis Din won't say, they can't sanctify the new month at night. The witnesses come in at night, and they say, we saw the new moon 5 minutes after sunset. They arrive. If they don't come on Friday night, if they won't come Friday night or Shabbos morning, so then nimtzeu mimatin etiluchan malach laila v'yoter. So then the messengers won't be able to go out on Shabbos. They won't be able to go out matzei Shabbos. They won't be able to go out till Sunday morning till they hear it from the courts. Ketzad, how so? Im yavo ha'edim v'ya'idu. Let's say the witnesses will come Friday night. They'll testify we saw the new moon. They kachu b'Shabbat, and then Shabbos morning, the courts sanctify the new month. V'yehei Pesach b'Shabbat. So then Pesach is going to fall out 2 weeks later on Shabbos. Yes man la'shuchin malach yudvet yom shlemim. So then the messengers have 12 days journey. Sharei l'motzei Shabbat yetzu. They'll start traveling on Motzei Shabbos. V'yelchu kol yimei achol shel bet Shavuot, and they'll walk all the weekdays of those 2 weeks. Shel bet Shavuot alalu shleimim, they have 2 whole weeks. V'im lo ba'o edim ayom, but if the witnesses don't come on Shabbos, lo yitzu ashluchim ad machar. So then the messengers don't leave on Matzei Shabbos; they leave Sunday morning. V'al kocham Shabbat shel erev Pesach yishbotu. And then what happens? They don't have 14 days, because if the witnesses come Matzei Shabbos, so then it turns out that Shabbos was not Rosh Chodesh. If Shabbos wasn't Rosh Chodesh, Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. When is Pesach going to fall out? On Sunday. So they lose not only the Matzah Shabbos, but they also lose that Shabbos. Pesach is going to fall out on a Matzah Shabbos. That Shabbos they can't travel either. So they weren't able to travel 12 whole days.
First of all, during this special month, during Elul Tishrei.
I didn't hear. What did you say?
The court, they only get
the
court. They only will receive people during Elul Tishrei.
Every month they'd have witnesses.
But if they sit at, if the witnesses will come Friday night, they will come Shabbat morning, they will need to wait 12 hours into Sunday.
No. If they'd come Friday night, then the messengers hear Shabbos morning that the Beit Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh. And then Matzei Shabbos they could travel. If they wait till Matzei Shabbos to come, the courts can only sanctify the month by day. So if they come Friday night, Shabbos morning, the Beit Din will sanctify the new month.
Basically, they waited for Rosh Chodesh and all the Shlichim ran up to telephone, right?
Right.
And they're saying that if the new month was on a Friday night, then they would run out of Kodesh Shabbos.
Matzah Shabbos, right.
They'd wait for Matzah Shabbos?
Yes.
But during the time of Korbanot, they would run out immediately.
Our discussion in the Mishnah was the witnesses who saw the new month, should they desecrate Shabbos to come and testify in court? And we're saying, we tell them to desecrate Shabbos so that in Nisan and Tishrei we could send out the messengers earlier. Meaning our discussion was whether the witnesses should desecrate Shabbos, not the messengers.
So the witnesses come.
That's a good question. We'll deal with that as we continue. That's the next Mishnah. You're asking good questions. That's the next Mishnah. We'll get there too. So the continuation of Rashi is important, but I leave you guys that for homework. If you get stuck on it, we'll do it next time, Yisachim.